G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the second installment of my audio reviews for the 2021 Fantasia Film Festival. For this one, I will be reviewing the surreal sci-fi romantic comedy Strawberry Mansion, which was written and directed by Albert Burney and Kentucker Audley. And the film stars Kentucker Audley, Reed Burney, Constance Shulman, Penny Fuller, Linus Phillips, and Grace Glowicki. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. In a future where the government records dreams and taxes them, a dream auditor gets caught up in the dreams of an aging eccentric. Now, I got to admit, before I heard about this film playing at the Fantasia Film Festival this year, I had never even heard of it. And the only reason it sort of came across my way or I became interested in checking it out was because of all the positive reception that the film was getting out of Fantasia this year. A couple of people who I know and who follow on Twitter actually pretty much gave a lot of positive feedback to this film. And I was kind of like, and it wasn't really on my radar, but I thought given the sort of the positive buzz that it was receiving, I thought, you know what, I'll check this one out and see what it's like. And I'm always I always love, you know, checking out films I had never even heard of before, because those are the best examples of finding films that are just, that you just know that you're going to dig in some way. Because, I mean, if you go into them completely blind, you usually end up being pretty surprised. I mean, it hasn't worked all the time. Like, there have been cases where the film itself may not have been good at all, but you know, the fact that I go into it blind and not sure what to expect is always a thrill for me. So that's hence why I went into watching Strawberry Mansion. I guess the only thing that did make me also interested in checking out is that from a few people it have said that this film had a bit of a David Lynch kind of surreal feel to it. So in that regard, they're definitely even more, made me more interested to check it out. Now, having seen it now, I got to admit, I'm kind of mixed on it, personally. To be honest, when I went into it, because, you know, again, I went into this film completely blind, so I didn't really know what this film was going to be about. I didn't read the synopsis or anything like that. I kind of only just went into this film with just the positive buzz, to be honest. So I wasn't sure what to expect from this film. So going into it, from the very beginning, I will admit this film did have me hooked. Like, I was bewildered by what I was seeing on screen, but I was also pretty transfixed as well. I could definitely see the sort of David Lynch comparisons, because this film does have a great dream-like quality to it. I mean, given the fact that this is a film that's also about dreams as well, probably adds to it. But I could definitely see that vibe. But I feel like this film kind of feels very different from a David Lynch film, and it's kind of its own thing. I mean, it definitely has a lot of sort of dreamlike atmosphere and a feel to it that makes you, that does make it at times feel like a David Lynch film. But it definitely is its own thing at the end of the day, because this is a film that kind of mixtures so many genres. It's got sci-fi, it's got adventure, it's got romance, it's got comedy, and of course surrealism as well. So this is a film that's pretty ambitious. And I've got to give a lot of credit to the filmmakers, Albert Burney and Kentucker Audley, for tackling something as ambitious as this. And also at the heart of it, it is a romantic comedy. And it even has some pretty interesting satirical elements to it as well. Because this is a film that, you know, in the future, while we dream, like big major companies actually put advertisements in our dreams. So once we awake, we want to go and buy a product. So that's a pretty interesting kind of commentary on advertising that I found pretty much for most part worked. And it just makes the film such an interesting experience overall. Unfortunately though, as it kind of got in towards the end of the second act, that's when the movie started to lose me a bit. And I mean, I was still pretty much, very much on board with the film right till the end. But I feel like this is a film where I guess in a way you could say is that I think it was a bit too ambitious for its own good. And it just got to a point where it kind of felt like it was getting very weird for the sake of being weird as well. And it kind of just lost sight of what it started off being. Because there is a lot of weird stuff that happens in this film. And some stuff I've never seen before, which I did find very interesting. And I'll say this. This film, even though it's an independent film, it is so beautiful to look at. Like, it's gorgeous. It's visually stylish. And there's a lot of imagination that is put into this film. So I definitely give the filmmakers a lot of credit for that. But I feel like... Yeah, it kind of, like I said before, it's a film that kind of lost sight of what it started to be, and it kind of just, when it got to the third act of the story, it kind of started to lose steam, and because the sort of the oddball weird factor of it, especially in regards to the metaphors and symbolism and with the imagery, it kind of just started to become a little tedious for me in the end, and I mean, I can get what they were going for, but unfortunately it kind of it started to get a bit dull after a while, and by the time it got to the end, it just didn't really land for me as a whole. So this is definitely a case where a film where the sum of the parts are better than the actual whole, because there are some really good elements to it, and I've already spoken about sort of the technicality aspects of the film, from, you know, the cinematography, the production design, the sort of the dreamlike feel it has throughout it. And also, even though the kind of the oddball weird imagery was kind of mixed for me, I will give the film, again, a lot of credit for having something that's really interesting visually to look at. Because this is a gorgeous looking film. And also the performances are pretty solid too. I thought everyone did a pretty solid job in their roles. And they kind of all got the vibe of the film as well. And also it probably helps that the main character of James, who's the auditor, played by co-writer, co-director Kentucky Audley, was really solid in the lead role as well. So overall, this film is a mixed bag for me. Like, I think the first half of this film definitely grabbed me, and I, even though I did find it so quirky and weird, I was very much on board with it because I was just curious to see where this story would go. And just everything you see in it, like, in terms of its visuals, was just so interesting and unique. But once it got to the second half of the story, that's when it kind of started to lose me a bit. And yeah, it kind of felt like it was becoming a little too clever for its own good, and also a little too oddball for its own good as well. Even though it didn't work for me entirely, I would definitely still say to give it a watch, because I can definitely see a film like this appealing to a lot of people. Even though I'm mixed on it personally, I can definitely see those who enjoy films like David Lynch or other kind of surrealist type of films will definitely get a kick out of this one. I kind of wish it was a little bit better, and I kind of wish that it kind of did more with certain aspects of its story, particularly with the satire, which for most part it did pretty well, but it kind of, again, lost sight of that towards the end. But overall, it's a watchable film, but it didn't quite come together for me in the end. But I admire its ambition, though, so I give it a lot of credit for that. So if I had to give Strawberry Mansion a rating, I give it a solid 2.5 out of 5. It's a watchable little film, but it didn't quite get there for me in the end. But yes, the film is currently playing at the 2021 Fantasia Film Festival. So if you are checking out films at the film festival and you're interested, definitely give it a watch. I'll be curious to hear what you all think. Well, yep, that's the end of this audio review of Strawberry Mansion. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you, everybody. Bye.